I want to talk about decuplets. Yesterday, everyone was very excited about this reported birthing of 10 children. A lady's photo was circulating on social media with a large stomach, South African woman. It's a story that's gone as far as the New York Post, as the Mirror, as well as many publications here, suggesting that this lady who was born at an unnamed gave birth at an unnamed hospital in Pretoria, broke the Guinness World Record. Then suddenly she couldn't be traced. And the question now is, was it all a hoax? I'm joined now by fertility specialist at Vineland Fertility and immediate past president of SASOG, South African Society of Gynecology, is Dr. Johannes van Vaart, who is an OBGYN. Good morning, Johannes. Dr. van Vaart, how are you this morning?
Good morning. No, it's very nice to talk to you, and thanks for having me on your program.
I'm so grateful for your insight and your expertise. So, you know, a couple of comments have been going around on social media now, looking at that photo, sort of saying that tummy doesn't look real. Or, you know, questions asking, well, where's the congratulations from a hospital? What is your sense with respect to this particular story?
Yes, I think there are a couple of things that one has to remember here. I think the first thing is what I know about this is what I saw in the press and a couple of reports. Now, the first thing now that struck me is the Department of Health actually said that they don't know anything about this. So it's not traceable to one of the state hospitals, according to one of the reports. The second thing, I think normal physiology normally would make that only one little follicle matures every month in each woman. If you're really, really very fortunate, or maybe even unlucky, two. And in some very rare cases, three little follicles might mature if you conceive on your own. So to have triplets or twins sometimes is something that can happen. To have 10 babies naturally, the way that it was advocated here, I think is extremely unlikely. And I would even say it's probably impossible without any kind of fertility treatment. So right. I think that's a very difficult part. The second thing, this lady was said to be 57 years old, and we must remember that as a general rule, at age 40, three out of every four eggs that a woman will produce will be abnormal. So at 37, to have 10 normal eggs, I think is also something that I would find very, very tough to believe. And then the last thing is, the biggest problem with multiple pregnancy is prematurity. So just as a general rule, with twin pregnancies, 50% of twins are born before 37 weeks of gestation. And according to these records, these babies were born at about 37 weeks of gestation. And on average, a baby at 37 weeks will be about 3 kilos in size. So if there are lots of them, even if they're a lot smaller, this mother was probably carrying around 15 kilograms of baby.
Which is unusual.
So I think that is also something that is quite challenging to believe. And then most of these babies will finish up in some high care unit afterwards because of prematurity and because of lack of space. So if they should have a clear record of that somewhere. So I just find this very, very tough to believe. And I think we need some facts before we really comment on that. So a couple of things that doesn't make sense. So it sounds like a wonderful story, and maybe it is a miracle. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I think I'm going to need a little bit more convincing about this, that it really happened.
I'm with you, Dr. van Vaart. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, these kind of miraculous things do happen. Just last month, a Malian woman gave birth to 9 healthy babies, as I understand it. I mean, with the help of 10 doctors and 25 paramedics, and there was evidence, you know, and she was 25 years old, just to some of the points that you've made. And so I guess it's a possibility, but not necessarily a probability.
Yes, I think for fertility treatment, and if I'm not mistaken, this lady went through fertility treatment, the other one.
Okay.
I think it is possible. It's highly responsible of fertility doctors to do that.
Yes.
Because in our country, the guidelines of our fertility society says that if a lady is younger than 37 years of age, you can only transfer one embryo at a time, and after that, in circumstances, two. So I just goes beyond a sort of lack of control, firstly. So I think it is probably irresponsible, and I think it's a big black I would say, a mark behind the fertility services in Africa if they get 9 babies, because the chances of at least one of those babies having permanent disability like cerebral palsy is quite big. And I mean, if you have multiples and you have 2 or 3 cerebral palsy babies in those, it makes life very challenging for everybody involved. So as I say, it would be possible. The fact that it wasn't fertility treatment, I don't think I find that very hard to believe.
Right.
And the other sort of statistics around that given in the paper, I also find that very, very tough to believe. I'm not saying it cannot happen, but I think I need a little bit more convincing.
Understood. You're the expert, Dr. Johannes van Vaart, fertility specialist at Vaneland Fertility, and he's the immediate past president of SASOG, the South African Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Thank you so much for giving us that very sage insight.